down to it, boppers.
Yeah, buddies, let's get down to it, boppers. It is the Ron and Fez show. That's the artist of the day. R.E.M. goes out by request to Pat from Menaki. He wanted to send it out to Class of 81. I think it was Ridgemont High.
The Mustangs?
Yeah, I think Ridgemont High was a movie, though. Anyway, he went to some school he's proud of. Pat from Menaki. Go Big Red. And they called him Big Red because he would constantly menstruate.
That's disturbing. He's a dude.
Things happen.
That's like an anomaly.
I don't think it is in his hometown.
Oh.
I got to remember what his school was called again. Was it Pop-Tarts? No, that's a breakfast snack.
How'd you get those two mixed up?
Well, I was thinking I'm kind of hungry. We might have a Pop-Tart. You know, I've never eaten a Pop-Tart.
Ever?
Just the look and the whole thing just grosses me out. Like, there's something inside that you then fucking toast. And there's like a jelly or a cream in there. Just the whole thought.
There's like a pastry on the outside with some jelly on the inside. That's the gist of it.
It's horrific. It's not a pastry because a pastry is something you get at a bakery.
They're good warm and they're good cold. You can have them either way.
I had no idea. Someone needs a fucking frozen Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Or frozen, room temperature, hot.
Remember.
Superfood.
When I die, I want you to go up and say a few words, and I want you to say he never ate a Pop-Tart.
I'm going to write that down.
And then I want you to say anyone who claims that he did is an ill-begotten son of a bitch.
Never ate a Pop-Tart.
And then just start fucking swinging.
at the funeral?
Oh, there's not going to be a funeral. I don't want a funeral. This is you and your friend drinking.
Hey, man.
I want Johnny Carson this shit. Just, boom, you're gone. Nobody sits around and fucking says, is there going to be food after?
There's what, a press release afterwards Johnny's passed away?
I don't even think there was a press release. I think people had to guess.
Is Carson still alive?
We've got an early spy report.
Spy report. Spy report. Spy report.
From the dude.
Spy report.
In San Francisco. Dude, what do you got?
Hey, buddy. Just went to the Stone Show last night in San Jose. Great show. Two special guests came out first, Mr. John Fogerty. And then a couple songs later on Let It Bleed, Miss Bonnie Raitt. An American treasure, if I must say. Yeah.
It's really weird because they're getting a lot of people who want to come out. Because you think to yourself, if I go to see the Stones, I really don't need a special guest. But people want to play with the Stones because this is, should probably be it. And I know I've been saying that my entire life, that this is probably the last Stones tour. But they're not young. And you saw a great show, dude?
It was pretty fucking great. From beginning to end, it was they were rocking. Ears were ringing by the end of the show. And I got to say, Bonnie killed it. She sounded great.
She's always great.
They gave her two solos on Let It Bleed. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who just know her from her, like, you know, kind of girl rock days, you know, like nice, soft songs that went to number one. But she can fucking play the slide guitar with anybody. She's really fucking great.
It's great when she came in here with Taj Mahal. That was awesome.
She played the guitar?
No, but it was great to meet her.
I thought I missed something. I was, like, so pissed off. All right, I'm looking over on the comments, and you're either getting big love or big hate. I'm going to guess you're getting some hipster hate.
Hipster hate?
Yeah.
That's insane for a hipster to be hating on R.E.M. Hey, remember, college rock, is that term coming up?
See, not all of them know that. Not all of them realize that. They don't get that's where their rock came from, R.E.M.
Yeah, alternative rock and roll.
All right, some big news before we get into this. This Arias guy, the kidnapper.
Yeah.
They found some letters from him. One, I guess, unmailed, where he said he's a sexual deviant and he has a problem.
Needs help.